noticing is that I have trouble listening to the recording. I make it. I feel very connected to my mentor. I listen to him. I do what he says to do, and you know, really honor that time. But I don't seem to want to listen to all the recordings.
Mm-hmm. So this would be one of those where we wish we were in a group of people live, right? So we could say, anyone else?
Oh, yeah.
We'd see that you're probably not the only one. So, yeah, very common. Resistance can, well, first of all, we know that conditioning hates recording and listening.
I kind of like the recording part, but yeah, not the listening. And also, like, do you listen to it? When you're like, if I listen to it when I'm doing the dishes, I think, oh, I can't hear it, or I miss something, or I, you know, quickly dash out to the garage and I miss something else. How do you manage that?
Well, of course, it's all awareness practice, right? So it's all going to be a just walk to see. But what I was going to say is, I think a lot of folks, for some folks, the resistance tends to show up more in the recording side of things, and for other folks, it tends to show up in the listening. But one really fun way that I know I practice with the listening, and I've heard other people allude to this too, is to really use it as a training to direct attention. Because what can happen, I mean, all kinds of things can happen. First of all, you know, it sounds like there's a conversation happening even before you listen. Oh, I don't want to listen. I don't feel like listening to that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, as you're listening, there can be that, you know, I'm multitasking, doing the, well, let me just hop out and, or even if you're not multitasking, you know, very often a conversation in the head will interrupt the recording and
yeah,
you realize,
yeah,
you know, I didn't hear any of it.
Yeah.
So what we can realize, I know for me, is, gosh, if I can't sit here and listen to this recording and keep my attention on it throughout, then that level of being distracted by what's going on inside the mind must be happening everywhere in my life. So what a good opportunity to just simply use it as kind of a, almost like being at the attention gym, right?
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit play. And then just watch, right? You don't have to have any particular response to it. Maybe sometimes you feel open-hearted and reassured and supported. Other times the voices go crazy. You know, whatever happens, happens. But to just practice sitting there listening throughout. And then,
yeah,
maybe, you know, you can do all kinds of things. So as you get distracted, oh, okay, let me, wherever I realize I've come back, stop, go back to the beginning and start listening again. Oh, got distracted, okay, stop, you know, go back to the beginning. Or however you want to play with it. But a
yeah,
really very concrete way to practice directing attention.